Get ready for entrepreneur Dan Hansen with the Great Lakes Geek Show.
Now, you guys live in this stuff. What is, and you've got to stay up to date, what's the challenge for someone who's trying to do things on their own and suddenly they're faced with Chrome and Firefox and IE, several versions, and Safari and all this? I mean, are people missing the boat there and they think they're designing a site, and then when someone views it on Chrome or Safari or something, it's not what they expect? Or
we've kind of taken the approach and to some degree are trying to make the case to follow YouTube and some other big sites' leads in, number one, dropping support for IE 6. But then also coming to the realization, and more importantly explaining to clients, that somebody who's browsing with IE 6, if you give them a gracefully degrading experience, they're not going to really know what they're missing. And if they're browsing on IE 6, well, they're missing a lot of the web already. And so most people don't really flip back and forth between browsers. So most of our sites, we try to give the nicest experience possible without burning up somebody's budget by spending all day pushing, you know, single pixels to get it, you know, exactly the same onion skin, you know, across all the browsers.
I like that phrase, gracefully degrading experience.
That's, yeah, you know, if you don't know what you're missing, then, you know, the browser testing to that degree and all the workarounds simply aren't worth it for those folks anymore.
I think a couple, from what I know, a couple of the cool things with HTML5, and it's stemming from the way people work and what they want to see and how they want to consume content and how they do it, is both for video and for location, you know, working some of that in. Can you give us a little update on what HTML5 might bring to that party?
I'm really looking forward to the day when the video tag is standardized and everybody agrees on a standard. It's been, we don't do a lot of video here at Aztec, but you know, I've probably maybe a dozen to two dozen times a year I'm called on to insert a video of some kind into a client's website. And since I started here 3 years ago, it's been a long, slow climb upwards from really tricky, hacky Flash things to now really nicely well-written JavaScript tools that do all the work behind the scenes for you, but it's still Flash, and it still requires a Flash player. It's nice, and almost everybody does have Flash, but there are disadvantages to that. There are also advantages. Unfortunately, right now the browser makers can't decide on the video standard that they want to use. Some browsers use Ogg Vorbis, which is an open source standard. Some browser makers are pushing MP4, I think, or I'm not exactly sure what the... But they're two different standards, and nobody can really make up their mind as to which one would be the best one to use. There's patent issues involved and other things. But when we can just stick a video tag in and reference a file, that will be a really great thing. I don't know too much about the location stuff. I don't have a lot of experience with geolocation, except I know that it's got some cool possibilities to it.
Yeah, and Google's taken an interest in it, which means it's going to be huge. you know, just looking at some of the stuff that's going on with, you know, geographically targeted coupons for mobile delivery. You can be walking around and have a mobile coupon sent to your phone while you're walking past your favorite fast food restaurant or, you know, whatever the latest promotion. There's so many possibilities, and like I said, I'm not really sure where it's going to go next, but to me, you know, my concern is privacy.
Sure.
Which, you know, I think everybody to some degree, but there are a lot of folks who are just willing to say, well, this is really cool. I can be somewhere. I can check in with my friends and be the mayor of, you know, wherever. And, you know, I don't want to be on the please rob me website because I'm checking in my GPS location, and I don't want everybody knowing where I am at all times. But it does have interesting implications in terms of the customization of content and, you know, your experience on the web becoming ever more personal to what you're doing now, where you are.
Yeah, I think it's the HTML5 will let JavaScript deliver back latitude and longitude. And when we talk about JavaScript and talk about plugins, you know, we had to use plugins for so many years, we still are, and things like Shockwave and Flash and all. Is HTML5 going to smooth that all together or eliminate some of that, or is it just going to add on to the mix?
It's I don't think it's so much HTML5 as it is the huge leaps in JavaScript development that have taken place recently. The jQuery library especially, and to a lesser degree, the Yahoo user interface, the UE tools, and the Moo tools. They're all three of those are libraries, JavaScript libraries that have a huge backend that does all the work for you, and they're very easy to use, they're very fast. And the new browsers coming out, the browser makers are making super blazing fast JavaScript rendering. I've seen demos of the new Chrome and the new IE9 JavaScript engines, which are astounding. Half the stuff, I can't say all the stuff, probably half the stuff that I have done with Flash in the past, I could almost duplicate with JavaScript with actually better improvement. Sound, not so much, but I've done animation with JavaScript. You can do all kinds of cool, what we called 6 years ago, 7 years ago, we called DHTML.
Yeah.
That term's going out the window, but that's really what it is. You know, there's all kinds of user
transitions,
user interface stuff like accordions and tabs, and it's so fast and so good now. I practically don't build a project without jQuery anymore.
Yeah, and we really have steered a lot of our customers away from using Flash anyway when we can do, you know, whatever it is they're looking for, because a lot of people are just looking for a more intermediate or even basic level of that kind of interactivity. So if we have our choice between Flash and a jQuery solution, we're going to pick jQuery every time.
But it's not, it doesn't have anything to do with, say, the Apple-Adobe feud or any of that strictly technology.
No, that's just a fun train wreck to watch.
Okay.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.